You know, this past week, the nation here witnessed the inauguration of a new president of the United States of America. In that ceremony, the new president took the oath of office. And phrase by phrase, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court would utter the words, and then it was repeated by the new president. And in just a few seconds, really, the transfer of power took place. The went from the old president to the new president. As Christians, we have a transfer of power when we submit to the terms of pardon and submit to the greater power in Christian baptism. We surrender our power and take on His. 1 Corinthians, in the first chapter, 13 through 14, Paul says it this way. He hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's the ultimate transfer of power, when we give up our own and take on His. Moving from our thoughts and our darkness into moving into the world of light generated by the light of the world. It's all possible because of the sacrifice of His Son. Jesus allowing Himself to fulfill the Father's plans on the cross. Jesus would appear to His disciples and apostles and just before the ascension. And you talk about an ultimate transfer of power when He said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto Me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." We come around this table just as we do in an oath of office, as the oath of office took a short time. We're confirming our commitment and our loyalty to the ultimate commander in chief here around this table, the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said it pretty plainly on the coast of Caesarea Philippi. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. By partaking of these emblems today, we're reaffirming that. We should be repeating these words, that Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. Dear Father in heaven, as we come this day and as we partake of these emblems representing Your Son, representing His body and His blood that was given so freely there on Calvary on our behalf, that the blood is represented by the cup, the fruit of the vine, and His body represented by the bread that we have, the unleavened bread, pure and spotless. And we ask as we partake of these emblems this day that we remember this sacrifice and that all authority has been given unto Him, Lord, and we just are so thankful for that He has we can have the hope of our sins being remitted if we're obedient to His word, and we're so thankful for those things in our life, and we reaffirm that today as we partake this day. For Your Son's name we pray.